Zaithan Howard Lennon.
Is esos o Cosloas or
Radio and Gerno Wegva. Hilo Kaus Hana Wotho.
Dinarch than Dolan, welcome to the programme. Han Zathan Ma, me Avin Kelsel, a dro the liver knoweth. And this week I want to speak about a new book, Ted Erel and Biz. Ted Rules the World. It's written by Frank Cottrell Boyce and it is translated by Paul Hodge, and it was launched in the last week, so there should be something on the next edition of An Mis. But it's a great book for children, and it's well, it's for anyone in learning Cornish, really. I'll read you a little part of this book, and I'll read it slowly for you. I don't know. Do you want me to read it fast? No, I'll go slowly. A tall boss marth braz, essenzio perusi ragov war wallis, a braderis vi. Sau hanter was a huech ew. A tall boss quad bike than liha. Mit a wartus in gwelly hira gallon vi. Ne vinnen vi diswil aga false braz. Wartueth, ne illin ve gortos. Me a resegus a wallas. You, ma'am. You, taz. In methave. Nins essenzi o polsia quad bike. Poperuzi PlayStation knowith. Pomilia iPhone. In where? A thesanzi o Cosca war an gwelly did. You, ma'am. You, tez. In methavi arta. Tab uhella and prisma. So there you go. First few pages. Now, you need to get the book because then you can have a go at translating it. It uses fairly easy Cornish, but there's also some little tricky bits as well, so to test you as well. So you'll go through and you'll find some bits you can easily read and some other bits that you'll have to look up or ask about. But it's a great book for children, and it's got some great pictures as well for youngsters. Or not so youngsters, and it has just done so well. And the price is saith perns sow in dinner. What's that? Saith perns sow in dinner. Yeah, there you go. You have to work that one out. I'm not telling you that one, but. Have a look and watch An Mis for the next edition next month, and you'll see more about this. So let's find out what the Pragna project's been up to.
So it's hello again from me, Brian Rogers at Pragna, giving a bit of a feedback on what's been going on this week and some heads up on things that are coming up, which I think are really interesting. We were at Loenda Perrin at Newquay last week and ran a session for children and young people and their families on a Saturday morning, which, according to the organisers, was the best they'd ever had. So well done to everyone that worked for Pragna on that occasion. And I've got a couple of interviews coming up from Loenda Perrin, one of whom was running a session for us. The first person is Kirsty Lauder, who's a parent of young people with an interest in learning the language. And I spoke with her during the morning.
Kirsty, and where do you live?
I live in Saltash.
Saltash, and you're a student of the language, and you're learning in an interesting way, I think, because I was always told that you should stick with one particular model of Cornish to learn from, but you've got a different experience, haven't you?
I have, partly because my first experience of the Cornish language was through an online course in Lake Cornish. And after starting that, I became rather interested in Cornish and decided to find a class which actually taught Middle Cornish. So I've been learning both along side by side ever since the beginning.
So that's worked for you, obviously. It doesn't work for everybody, but what's been the most interesting part about the two different models that's helped you?
To begin with, they both seemed quite different, so I was actually studying them very separately and spending time doing, you know, one and then time doing the other. In the last 4 months, all of a sudden pennies started dropping and I actually realised that they're very, very similar and I can now sit and I can do both at the same time.
Thank you very much, Kirsty. And I then spoke to Tony Phillips, who was running a tartan weaving activity. Tony's been doing lots of work with schools locally, particularly down at Sanenrhys over the last few months. And I asked Tony what his views were about children learning Cornish. And please forgive the quality of the audio. It was a bit loud and it's a bit distorted, but I hope you can make it out.
I'm talking So a gentleman called Tony Phillips. Tony, good morning. How are you?
Very well.
Good. Tony's helping us here at our children's session at Llewenda Perrin and doing some tartan weaving. How have they been getting on?
The children have been brilliant. They've had some really good ideas for their patterns and they've been asking for the colours in Cornuic.
Good.
Brilliant. And they've been building up their patterns and they've been getting their fingers all flustered and it's been just great fun, which is the best way to learn.
It is, and I know you've also done stuff with local schools, haven't you?
I've done a little bit of teaching in local schools. I've done some at Skol St Senan, Senan School, and I've also done some with the Beavers and I'll be doing some with the local Scouts group in a couple of weeks' time.
So I guess the lesson is getting in young, isn't it? Getting in when their brains are still open to new things like this.
I think that's really important. And I think that is so important for children to develop language early because children want to communicate with others. And having been brought up bilingual myself in Montreal, I understand and appreciate what it's enabled me to do as well.
So key to that is engaging with parents, I guess.
Yeah, we want to get in with the parents, yet at the same time, if we can enthuse the children so they're going home from activities like Pragna or activities in school or activities with scouts and youth groups, they can then fire up their parents. And their parents, I know of one or two parents that have actually asked about evening classes so they can learn a bit themselves.
So getting in young and using the children to get their parents involved, that's a good idea, isn't it?
Well, I think it's basically allowing our own enthusiasm and passion for the language to spill over in whatever way possible.
Tony, brilliant. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Miraz.
Moving on from Llewenda Perrin, we want to give you some heads-up information about Redruth Wassail, which is happening on the 25th of November. We've been invited by the Cornish Culture Association, who are running Wassail in Redruth, to stage our Dorcas and Paul Breen Mine story again as a bit more of a mummer's play during the evening, and I'd love to hear from some people who have some Cornuic who would like to take part in that play on that night. It's going to be quite a lively evening, of course. Lots of songs, lots of music, lots of stuff going on. So if you're interested in that, either taking part or, in fact, just coming along. Further details will be available fairly soon, but we're likely to be performing the play at about 9 o'clock at night on the 25th of November. That's very much our news this week. We hope to speak to you again next week with some more information, particularly about the Nadelic Lascaris, the Christmas in Liscard event on the 2nd of December. So look forward to speaking to you then.
Miraz Brian. And so that's it for this week. And Miraz Ragoslowis, thank you for listening. Lemon Rezidhui Gosloes Orthandolan Vir. Now you have to listen to the main programme. It's 1 hour of music, fun and Loenda Perrin. And whether you understand all the Cornish or not, it doesn't matter. You might pick out a few things. Just to tell you, I can understand anyone who's having, you know, issues listening to some of the stuff, because it's not easy, but I'm learning Irish at the moment at a very beginner stage, so I totally understand what any Cornish learner is going through. What I do is I listen to Radio na Gaeltachta, the Irish language radio station, and I don't expect to understand much at all, but I can pick out a few words and a few phrases every now and again, and that's a big success for me. So give that a go. Radio an Gernewegfa. You can find it on www.anradio.com or on Audio Boom. And then also go across to YouTube and find Pelwallachan Gernewegfa. There's a new edition of An Mis, the monthly TV news programme that we prepare as well. Agus Gwellas, Nessa Sathan. See you next week.
Pup Zathan Howard Lennon.
Ithesos o Kosloas Orth.
Radio an Gernewegfa. Hilo Kos Hannah Wather.